Okay, good evening, everyone. My name's Dave, and I'm really happy to be here today. I'll tell you why I'm really happy to be here. The first reason I'm really happy to be here is I've received my first Christmas present, and it is this fine jumper. Do you like my Christmas jumper with reindeer? It even has a little collar to put the lapel on one of the reindeer, so that is very fine. My good mate Tim has just given me this Christmas jumper as a present, and I'm absolutely delighted to receive it. The other thing I'm really delighted to do is introduce our carol service. The reason I'm delighted is because it's a joint carol service, us here at Jubilee Church and our friends at Mary Magdalene are putting this together. I think that's quite special. I'll tell you why I think that's special. You may have noticed that in this sort of COVID time, words have taken on different meanings. Or there have been new words that have suddenly come into meaning. So did anyone know what furlough meant at the beginning of this year? I very much doubt it. I don't think anyone had a clue what furlough meant. They probably thought it was something to do with cows or something, or horse racing. No, that's furlong. We all have a different idea of words. And even words now have changed their meaning. So hands. Hands used to mean just hands, but now it's all wash your hands or put disinfectant on your hands. Face. My mum used to say, always remember to wash your face or the face of a clock or something. But now face means wear a mask. Who was even thinking about wearing a mask at the beginning of this year? Certainly none of us. And the final one is space. You explore space or you have wide open space. But now space means stay away. Make space, keep away. I don't know, has anyone done the sort of supermarket shuffle involving space where you're walking down the aisle of Sainsbury's and you turn a corner and there's someone who's right in your space and you both do what I would call the sorry dance. You both back off and you mumble sorry and then you do this little shuffle around each other. And space is, of course, important for these COVID times. But do you know, I think that it's so sad that we keep apart during this time of great hardship. I think actually it's a real priority for us that we move together, that we encourage one another, that we are supporting one another. I've been absolutely delighted to see how our two churches, for example, have been working together in things like bags of food and providing for the needy or in terms of all sorts of projects to set up volunteers. And that's why it's a real advantage, a really good thing that we're doing this together. That the two churches are coming together, and I have the great privilege of introducing this carol service. It's really exciting. My good friend Doug Hawley is narrating it with Tom, his assistant. There's going to be all sorts of things going on. There's going to be an amazing mashup carol involving puppets and lots of people doing the puppets from the different churches. There's going to be an amazing youth drama involving young people from the different... It's very much about coming together, not just two churches coming together, but people from those churches coming together in order to be supportive during this Christmas season. And so, as I've said, it's been just a real privilege to watch this whole venture sort of take place. It just gives me great pleasure to now hand you over to Doug and Tom as they introduce the service. Do enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. But also, have a listen in to some important truths, especially my mate Tim from Mary Magdalene, who gives the talk. Listen carefully to that bit, because it's really valuable.
Thanks so much, Dave. And can I say, I have definitely got Christmas jumper envy. I love your Christmas jumper. It is brilliant. Hi, everyone at home. I'm Dougie Doug, and thank you again for joining us for this Christmas carol service. By the power of video, I'm joined today by my wonderful co-presenter, whose name is Tom Wells. Tom, are you there?
Hi, Dougie Doug, and hi, everyone. A very happy Christmas to you all.
Hi, Tom, and yes, happy Christmas, everyone. It's great to see you, Tom, although it does look like you might not have got the email I sent you asking you to wear something Christmassy.
Oops, sorry. But I can soon put that right, though. Ta-da! Will this do the job?
Oh, that's definitely Christmassy. I like it.
Thanks, Dougie Doug Doug.
Now, Tom, can you tell us what's coming up in the carol service?
Sure thing. So, as you would expect, we have some wonderful carols that everybody can join in with.
You really can't beat a good carol, can you, Tom?
Very true. Plus, both youth groups from both churches have performed the Nativity Story, which is lots of fun. And also, Tim, who's the vicar at St. Mary's Magdalene Church, is going to bring us a Christmas message.
Cool. And then we're going to finish with a fabulous carol mashup with a whole stack of puppets.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
It is. So let's kick off with some carols. The first one is Silent Night, led through by the St. Mary Magdalene worship team. And then we'll go straight into our second carol, one of my favourites, O Come All You Faithful, led through by the Jubilee worship team. Here we go.
Adore him, Christ.
are both worship groups. You did a great job.
Yes, you really did. And now we have another carol, which is led through by the Tember Theatre Group. Tom, can you tell us a little bit about them?
Sure thing, Dougie Doug Doug. Temba is the Zulu word for hope, and Tember Theatre Company is all about spreading a little hope to children made vulnerable by poverty.
That sounds pretty awesome, Tom. Now, the carol is called A Light of the World, and it was written especially for us by Paul Creasy from Jubilee Church. Here it is. Thank you to all of you at Tember for singing that carol for us.
Yeah, they're such an amazing group of people.
Yeah, they clearly are. Now, Tom, it's time for the Nativity drama, which I hear you have a starring role in.
I'm not sure about the starring role bit, but I was Joseph, and it was a lot of fun making it.
Did you have a Hollywood-sized budget for the costumes and set?
Not exactly.
Let's bring on part one.
Hello, everyone. We've got a great story to tell you. It's one of our favourites, so we hope that you enjoy it too. Now then, where to start? Oh yes, I know. A long time ago, in a town called Nazareth, there lived a young girl called Mary.
Mary, Mary, where are you? I've got something very important to tell you. Where are you, child?
I'm here, what is it?
Oh my dear, I've got such good news. Your father's just been into town to meet with Joseph's father. Joseph is such a nice lad, and you know how fond of him we all are. Well, we've been chatting, and it's been agreed that you are to marry. Isn't that good news? Oh, yes! It's wonderful, and because you're such a dear, sweet girl, they've agreed to give us 10 cows, 12 goats, 6 chickens, and the family secret bread recipe. You know how much I've wanted that. Oh, such marvellous news. I'm so pleased. Oh, our family is greatly blessed. Praise the Lord. We must start planning the ceremony.
A little while later, Mary got a surprise from an unexpected visitor.
Greetings, Mary.
Who are you?
I am Gabriel. The Lord has sent me to you, Mary. The Lord has blessed you in a special way. Do not be afraid. I'm very pleased with you, and he is too. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son.
But I don't understand. What? How? What? I can't become pregnant. I'm due to be married to Joseph.
It's okay, Mary. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will cover you. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High God. Now listen carefully. Elizabeth, your relative, is also pregnant with a son, even in her old age. Everyone thought she could not have a baby, but she has been pregnant for 6 months. God can do anything.
Elizabeth is pregnant. Wow. I am the Lord's servant. Let this happen to me as you have said.
Soon after this, Mary went quickly to the mountains of Judah to find Elizabeth. Who is it?
It's me, Mary. I need to talk to you.
Come in.
Mary told Elizabeth all about the visit from Gabriel.
Oh, my dear, God has blessed you more than any other woman. And God has blessed the baby which you will give birth to. You are the mother of my Lord. And you have come to me? Why has something so good happened to me? When I heard your voice, the baby inside me jumped with joy. You are blessed because you believed what the Lord said to you would really happen.
My soul praises the Lord, and my heart is happy because God is my saviour. I'm not important, but God has shown his care for me. All people will say I'm blessed because God has done great things for me. But what am I going to do about Joseph? We are not yet married. And my family, they're going to think I've been unfaithful.
You must tell them, but for now you can stay with me. It will be okay. The Lord will be with you.
So Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months before she went home again to tell her family the news.
Joseph! Joseph!
tools down a minute. I need to speak to you.
What is it, Dad?
I have just been told that Mary, who you are marrying, is pregnant.
What? No. She can't be.
She has been unfaithful to you. She must be exposed and publicly disgraced.
Are you sure?
This is ridiculous. She is claiming that she hasn't been unfaithful too. This is nonsense. She must be disgraced. We must end your engagement. We cannot have our family dragged through the mire like this. We must tell everybody.
No, Father. You're right. Let's separate right now, but let's do it quietly. I do not want her coming home to any harm.
Okay. You're a good man, my son. But I want my goats back.
One night, while Joseph was sleeping, he too had an unexpected visitor.
Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
That was weird. Can that be right? But if that was right, then Mary hasn't been unfaithful to me. And I must do what is right.
So Joseph, being an honourable man, married Mary just as the angel had instructed.
Mary! Caesar has called a census and declared that we must go to our hometowns to register. We have to go to Bethlehem.
But Joseph, look at me. I can't travel in my condition.
I'm sorry, my love, but we have no option. We are under Roman rule. Don't worry, you can ride the donkey.
Huh? Me?
So Mary and Joseph joined others who were also journeying into Bethlehem to register. It was a long journey, which would have taken about 4 to 5 days, maybe more, with a heavily pregnant Mary. When they arrived in Bethlehem, they both were very, very tired.
Do you have a room for the night?
Sorry, we're full.
Do you have a room for the night?
What? Can't you see the sign? We're full. Now up it.
Oh, Joseph, I think the baby's coming.
Do you have a room for the night?
Yes. We haven't got any room at the inn. Sorry. Just a minute, there might be a room out the back. Not much, but might be better than nothing.
Not ideal, but I don't think we have a choice at the moment. Thank you.
Ah, well done, Tom, to you and the youth teams, and part two will be coming up very soon.
That's lots of fun too! But before we do that, we're going to be singing one of your Christmas carols, Dougie Doug Doug, which is also a lot of fun too.
Ah, thanks, Tom. It's called All the Angels Sing, and it features some of my team doing British Sign Language.
Do join in at home, everybody, and let's bring on the carol!
shall see that Christ has come to a manger bed. Mary laid him there. Come and fill the sky with shouts of praise. Lift your voice with me and sing, 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 sing.
Thanks, Tom. And now it's time for part two of the Advent drama. Here we go.
Look, the master's here. It must be feeding time.
Yay! I'm hungry.
About time too. The manger is getting empty.
Ah, there's other people with him too.
The woman is really fat.
She'd better not have eaten all our food.
What's going on?
Hey, stop pushing me. This is my spot.
Ow!
It's getting a bit cramped in here.
Hey guys, move over. I need to lie down. My back is aching. Move over. Where's your manners?
Ugh, we've been travelling for days. I'm so tired. She is so heavy.
Bah, why does she keep making those weird noises? Bah.
I don't know, but she seems to be doing it a lot more recently.
And in the stable, amongst the animals, Mary gave birth to a baby boy. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in the manger.
Hey, I can't get to the food now.
Meanwhile, in some fields nearby, some shepherds were keeping watch of their sheep.
77, 78, 79...
Hey bro, did you hear that?
Oh man, I've lost count now. I'm gonna have to restart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Dude, I'm sure I heard something.
Nah, that's just the sheep snoring. I'm now gonna have to start again, thanks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Do not be afraid.
Whoa! Greetings, most excellent non-denominational celestial being.
I bring you good news that will bring great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born.
What?
He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. You'll find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in the manger.
Ding dong, family in the sky is rich with angels singing.
What? No way!
Most excellent.
Totally bagacious.
Should we go check it out?
I totally believe him, man. Let's go.
Now you dude stay here. Don't go wandering off and get lost. You're coming with me. You always get lost.
So off the shepherds went in search of a newborn baby, and just as the angel had said, found the baby lying in a manger.
Whoa, he is most excellent, just like the angel said when he terrified me.
Dude, I bought you a most salient gift for the little dude.
Thank you, that's very kind.
What are we gonna do with that tea?
I don't know, but never mind for now. I just want to get some rest.
That was totally awesome. God, you're amazing.
Thank you, Lord, most excellent.
And after the shepherds had told Mary and Joseph all about what the angel had said, they went back to their flock and sheep, praising God for all that they had seen.
Yo, now we're three kids, we travel from afar, with Caspar, Melchior, Balthazar. We're searching for the king who was prophesied, and now we're on the longest ever camel ride, yo!
We're following a star that appeared in the sky, a sign that above of the Messiah is nigh. We're bringing gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh, but exactly where he is, we are unsure.
We've been travelling for weeks and we need to take a break. Because he's got a blister and I've got an ache. And he's got a hole in the bottom of his shoe. Maybe Herod will give us a brew. Ooh, lovely.
The wise men arrived at Herod's court and stood before Herod.
Caspar, Melchior and Balthazar.
We're searching for the king who was prophesied. And we're prepared to search for him nationwide. Got a light?
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry, old chap. Forgot we're in a foreign country. We are wise men. Kings, magi, astrologers, depending on which version of the Bible that you read. We are following a star which we believe will lead us to the Messiah, the King of the Jews.
Hi. That's very interesting.
Yo, we come a long way from the east, dog. Perhaps Persia, Iran, Babylonia, Saudi Arabia, or the Yemen, G. Depending
depending on which version of the Bible you be reading. We come to pay him homage and to bring him gifts.
Huh. Well, I'd like to pay homage too. Remind me, where exactly is this King of the Jews?
To be honest and fair with you, we're not exactly sure. We're following a star which we believe is going to guide us to him.
Well, when you find him, this King of the Jews, you must come back here and tell me, so that I too may go and worship him and kill him.
Sorry, Mudgy, what was that?
Nothing. See you around.
The wise men continued on their journey, following the star to Bethlehem. It stopped above where Jesus was.
To the Messiah, and we've brought him gifts.
And I have brought a most highly sought after commodity. Spare no expense, no expense. May I present Allah to the throne. Allah bought an extremely hard to procure piece of merchandise. Brown rice, baby. And I've brought him flour. Now, you wouldn't believe how many Tesco's I had to go to get this. But to be honest with you, let's say Tesco's didn't fall off the back of a lorry.
Then God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod, and they returned to their own country by a different road. Mary and Joseph were left in the stable with their new baby. While they were asleep, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and warned him that Herod was going to search for the child to kill him. He told him to take Mary and the baby to escape to Egypt. So Joseph got up in the middle of the night, and he, Mary and the baby left for Egypt, where they stayed until the death of Herod, which made Herod very, very mad.
Where is he?
And that is what Christmas is all about.
We wish you a Merry Christmas!
Well done, Tom, and well done to the youth teams from both churches who took part.
Thank you. We really had a lot of fun making it.
I could see that. And now we're going to hear a Christmas message from Tim, who's the vicar at St Mary Magdalene Church. It's all about the greatest gift ever.
You would not have believed me if I'd said to you at the start of year 2020 that by the end of the year, the four people we would be talking about would be Paul Sorkey, Giovanni Fletcher, Dominic Cummings, and Marcus Rashford. Now, I know some of you already thinking, who on earth are they? So if you don't know, let me refresh your memory. Paul Sorkey, the 2020 champion of the Great British Bake Off. Giovanni Fletcher, one I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Dominic Cummings, we managed to get out of here relatively quickly, but generally not quick enough. And Marcus Rashford has probably done more than anyone in the UK to actually change people's lives. He lobbied the government and got our poorest children being able to eat. But what an extraordinary year. Most of us getting to the end of it, let's be honest, feeling pretty fed up, pretty miserable. Some of us may be really grieving at this point because, as I say, it's been such a difficult year. But I have great news for you this evening is that Christmas is still here. The government have not cancelled it. Christmas is happening, and I love Christmas. Christmas is just the most amazing season. And I have to let you into a little bit of a secret. I'm 43 years old, but inside, I still feel like a six-year-old when it comes to Christmas, because I love presents. Yep, I love the food. I love Boxing Day and just still eating all of the food from the day before and leftovers and all the Christmas telly and all the rest of it. But I love presents. And I've bought a couple of presents with me today because, what the heck, I know it's not Christmas Day yet, but let's start opening some already. So, got a present here. Oh, it's just almost touching wrapping paper. What a beautiful thing, being able to tear it open. Now, I've got three children at the moment, the youngest of which is 3 years old, so I don't really get to open presents anymore because she kind of does it for me. But just that feeling of, unwrapping, what's it going to be in the box? Can't wait. And then you look inside the box and, oh my goodness, actually nothing there. I don't know if that sometimes can be your experience of Christmas, when you have this huge anticipation, the great sense of build up, and then you have all the food on Christmas Day, and then you unwrap all those presents, and then Boxing Day happens, and the rest of the Christmas season, and then New Year's Day, and the party on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day happens, you hit the new year, and suddenly you think, oh heck, I've put on a couple of stone, the credit card bill hits the mat, and you're thinking, really? Is Christmas actually pretty empty after all? I don't know about you, but sometimes that can be the feeling that I get. But hey, I've got another present with me this morning. I get to do it again. Brilliant. Get to unwrap another present. Just get that feeling of wrapping paper. There is something in this one. I wonder what it's going to be. And I open this box and pull out a baby doll. Because the thing is, Christmas is all about a baby. But not about a baby doll, about a real baby. Someone far cleverer than me once said, you realise if you take Christ out of Christmas, all you're left with is M&S. Or actually, if you put it another way, you're left with a bit of a mess. Because sometimes we can look at our lives and we can look at Christmas and somehow it feels empty and it feels like, was that really all there was to it? Because when you put Christ into Christmas, it all begins to make sense. Because that first Christmas, 2,000 years ago, a baby was born into a time not dissimilar to this, into a time where people were feeling pretty low, were feeling like, what's the point to life? Nothing seems to be happening. Nothing seems to be going on. There'd been people talking for a long time about the fact that a savior was going to come. Someone who was going to save God's people from the tyranny that they found themselves under. And yet, when this savior turned up, it wasn't what they were expecting. Not a great guy on a charger coming in to overthrow an empire. Not a footballer even spending loads of money and getting campaigning in a brilliant way to help our children. Not a terribly corrupt advisor to the government who would tell us all to do one thing and he would do something else. This was a proper savior. A savior who would come to really save his people. And the thing is, you and I today, on a Christmas 2,000 years later, we still need a savior. And you're probably thinking, hang on a minute, I don't need saving from anything. But let's just talk about that for a minute, because so many of us suffer with shame. Shame from the past, shame from stuff that happened, things we did, things that happened to us, and we can't seem to get rid of it. So many of us now, Christmas 2020, are living without a sense of peace currently. Life's pretty rubbish, isn't it, right now? The fact that we're even having to put this service on and we're not face to face makes life hard. And some of us are living with no sense of hope for the future. And we're living fearing the end of life, wondering what is to come. Because this baby 2,000 years ago came at the very first Christmas to free us from our shame of the past, to bring us peace in the present, and to give us hope for the future. When he put Christ, our Savior, into Christmas, it all makes sense. And 20 years ago, that Christ became central in my life, and I discovered freedom from the past, peace in the present, and hope in the future. And even as you're watching this right now, you can receive that greatest gift of all. You can receive Jesus. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that now. I'm going to pray a really simple prayer. And as I do that, in the comfort of your own living room, wherever you're watching this, you too, like hundreds and thousands, millions across the world, can receive this Christ as Savior. I'm just going to pray now. And you can pray this with me in your heart, in your mind. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be the Savior that I need. Forgive my shame from the past. Give me peace in the present and hope for the future. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've prayed that prayer for the first time, we'd love you to get in touch with the wonderful guys here at Jubilee or with us at St. Mary Magdalene in Littleton or any of the churches near you where you're watching it from. Get in touch with us. Let us know you prayed that prayer. And we'd love to help you on with this journey of what it means from here on in to follow this Saviour. Have a fantastic Christmas.
Thanks so much for that message, Tim. And listen, if you prayed that prayer at home with Tim, that is so awesome. Do get in touch with Tim or Dave, as they would love to hear from you. And we'll put some contact details on the screen at the end of the carol service. Now, Tom, we've almost come to the end of our carol service.
Oh!
But we have got time for one last thing.
Woohoo! Is it puppet carol mashup time, Dougie Doug Doug?
Yes, it is.
I'm excited.
Me too. We're going to be doing seven carols in just over 5 minutes, and families from both churches are doing the puppets.
Fabulous! Let's bring it on.
Peace on earth and mercy.
It really was fun, wasn't it? And well done to the puppet teams.
Yeah, you guys were brilliant.
So as we come to the end of our carol service, I'd like to say a really big thank you to everyone who took part.
And I'd like to say a huge thank you to all of you guys at home for joining us.
Can I encourage you to check out the St Mary Magdalene and Jubilee Church's websites for details of all their online services?
Yeah, and once they can start welcoming people back to their services, you'll receive a very warm welcome there.
We hope you have a lovely Christmas, everyone, and we hope to see you again another time. It's a very happy Christmas from me.
And a mahoosive Merry Christmas from me too. And here's to a happier new year.
Bye.